Previously on Bates Motel.
Your mom stayed at the motel. Now we can't find her.
So you're saying that Corbin hurt my mom?
You should have told me. Why didn't you tell me?
Because I didn't have any proof.
Sometimes I see mothers when she's not really there. And sometimes I become her.
Need a room for a few hours.
Marion, you deserve the world. I want to be the guy who gives it to you.
I need you. Deposit this money before the bank closes.
Sam, it's me. I did something crazy. Call me.
I need my mother.
For the wait, I didn't hear you in all this rain.
No, I'm just happy someone was here.
Well, welcome to the Bates Motel. Here, please come on inside where it's nice and warm.
Thank you. So, can I get a room?
Yes. Yes, of course. I'll just use your name on the register here and the credit card.
Can I just pay cash?
Absolutely. That'd be... Well, would $60 be okay? It's our special off-season stormy middle-of-the-night rate.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you.
Well, we all need a middle-of-the-night rate sometimes. So, where are you joining us from, Miss Samuels?
L.A.
Oh, Los Angeles. It's a very busy place, huh? What brings you up to White Pine Bay?
I'm just meeting my boyfriend. We're gonna do some camping.
Well, I hope you brought a change of clothes.
Yeah, I did. I'm not much of a camper. You know, the things we do for love.
Yes, I do indeed. And if you need any recommendations for hikes or things to see, I'll be more than happy to help you. I'm gonna put you in room one.
Room one?
Yes, it's closer. In case you want anything. Oh, let me get your bags. Well, there should be everything you need in here. There's even stationery with Bates Motel printed on it in case you want to make your friends back home feel envious. I'm sorry, I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Norman Bates.
Like the sign?
Oh, yes, exactly. Just like the sign. Oh.
Thank you. Sorry, is there anywhere around here I could get something to eat?
A bite to eat? Gosh, at this hour? White Pine Bay is a very small town.
Okay.
But if you'd like, I could make you a ham sandwich.
I didn't ask you to do that.
No, honestly, it'd be no trouble. None at all. We like to think we can offer room service, even if we're only a motel. Especially on a night like this.
Well, honestly, I could eat anything right now, so whatever's easy.
All righty then. One easy sandwich coming up. You just get yourself settled and take off your wet shoes, and I'll be back as soon as it's ready.
Well, where have you been, Norman? Ham's better on sourdough.
I'm making it on wheat.
Kitchen was pretty messy. I tidied it up.
I must have just cleaned it up and forgotten.
What kind of game are we playing tonight, Norman?
It's not a game. I'm insane. Can't keep things straight. I forgot that I cleaned up.
You're mad because I left.
I'm not mad. Except in the British sense of the word, like the Mad Hatter. In that way, I am mad. But the world is full of mad people who function, many of whom are heads of state, so I think I can manage running a motel.
What'd you expect, Norman? You hurt me. I've done nothing but deny myself and look out for you.
Did you deny yourself last night? I went to the bar. I know the secret now.
The big secret. Whoop-to-do. I was lonely and got laid. Big deal. I mean, you're always going out with that Madeline person. But unlike you, I don't care if you know. I'm actually glad you found out. Because clearly, neither of us have been very happy lately. So maybe it's time for something different. A new deal. Maybe it's time there's no secrets between us.
The only secret between us is that you don't exist. I made you up. My mother is not here. Now get out of my way.
If I'm not here, then why am I here?
Because of the girl who checked in. Because she's attractive. You see, I'm starting to understand it all now.
Norman, you can't outmaneuver me.
You're not real. You have no power over me, and I'm going to prove it.
Emma?
Hey. I got these bagels for us over at the new spot on 23rd. What's the matter? Emma, tell me.
I decided to look up the motel. I don't know why, I just wanted to know that the horrible things you told me couldn't have actually happened there, but then I saw something online.
What?
Norma, your mom. She died 2 years ago, right after we left.
What are you talking about?
It's a, she took her own life.
She wouldn't do that.
Let me just put this light on.
Wow. This is retro.
Yes, it is. I like it. It's cozy, huh?
Sorry, I'm starving. My aunt used to tell me ladies eat like birds. Good thing I'm not a bird.
Oh, no. You're not a bird. And I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Do you hunt or something?
Oh, no. I just enjoy stuffing things. I do taxidermy on animals that have already died. It's a lot of roadkill, really. I just feel like it's a way to honor them, and they are very beautiful. And it's an inexpensive hobby, too. You know, cheap, really. Needles, threads, sawdust, a few chemicals, all hardly cost anything much. Fills up the time.
That's a big house you got up there. You have a family or a wife or anything?
No. No, no wife. But I do have a mother.
You live with your mother?
Yes, it's, I know, some people might consider it odd. And I'll admit it. Has its ups and downs. Lately, more downs than ups, I'm afraid.
Parents can be a bitch.
You have no idea.
I have more of an idea than you know. You're lucky you even have a mother. My mom died when I was 5.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
She got sick and she just died. My dad didn't want me, so he sent me to live with my aunt in Miami. It was more food, but not much else. When I was 15, I got a bus to Seattle, and I've been on my own ever since.
Well, that's quite the story. And how did you end up in Los Angeles?
Like a book. You've all got a lot of chapters.
Yes, no, Yeah, we do. It's hard to be lonely. But it's also hard to love people, and I think that that's the trap.
Trap?
Yes, the little private trap that everyone lives in. We need people, but that need can destroy us. Once you care about someone, it rules you. And who even knows at the end of the day if that person is really who you think they are? Or if they're even real at all.
I'm so sorry. I gotta take this. But thank you for the sandwich.
My pleasure.
Sam? When are you gonna be here?
Babe, I'm so sorry. I'm still stuck with this client.
What client?
Oh, God, you don't know him. He's a real nightmare. He keeps amending his offer. Going back and forth, back and forth. It's been going on all night.
Sam, it doesn't matter. Forget your client. You need to be here. Room one.
I'm doing my best. It's just not possible right now.
Seriously? What's going on? I'm stuck here in this shitty motel waiting for you.
I know. I'm sorry. I
get that it's a surprise me showing up, but I promise you, this is going to make you very, very happy.
I know that. There's nothing better ever than seeing you.
Whatever you're doing over there isn't more important than this.
Sam?
Who's that?
You can't hide from this. Come out. Sam!
No, nothing. That was nothing.
It's not nothing. Who is that?
Are you kidding me? Are you actually on the phone? Come on! Sam?
What's wrong?
I can't believe you.
What are you talking about? I was just taking a piss.
Do you think I'm stupid?
No.
Do you?
No. Madeline. Madeline, please.
Hey, it's Sam Loomis. Leave me a message. I'll get right back to you.
You better get right back to me. Sam, what is this shit? Call me right now.
I'm with you, Norman. Don't forget that. This is why you need me.
Thank you.
do this shit. Hello? Norman? Are you still here?
Oh. Hello.
I know this is a weird request, but could I please take a look at your registry?
Why?
I've been here before.
No, I don't think so. I would have remembered checking you in.
Well, you didn't check me in. I was here with a man. Sam Loomis.
Sam Loomis?
Yes, he's my boyfriend.
I see.
Well, he was supposed to meet me, and I'm just getting a little worried because he wouldn't answer his cell phone, and I want to go check on him to make sure he's okay, but I don't know his actual address. So I was wondering if you could give it to me from the registry.
It's not in the registry. So I think maybe you should just go and try calling him again. Look, I can give you his address.
You can?
I know his wife.
He doesn't have a wife.
Look, I'm sorry. I really am. His wife is a nice woman, and you seem like a nice woman, too. He's just taking advantage of you both being good people.
This can't be true. I'm not stupid.
No, I don't think that you are. I think that you're human, and you just wanted to see in him what you needed to see in him. Like, I was just at the Loomis house the other night. This is the address. Go see for yourself.
I know you're wrong.
Explain.
Madeline! Open the door!
Hello?
Norman, it's me.
Dylan?
What the hell is going on down there, Norman? Why didn't you tell me that Mom died?
I just didn't know how to reach you.
Well, you could have figured it out.
You left, Dylan.
You changed your number. You said you didn't want to be contacted, and I was just respecting your wishes.
Norman, I called you after I left. I tried to reach out. You told me it'd be best if we didn't speak. How is that my fault?
Why would you keep this from me?
Because it was too painful. I was shut down. I couldn't deal with anything. I couldn't bring myself to tell you the horrible truth, which is that she committed suicide.
Bullshit! She wouldn't do that.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, Dylan, but that is what happened.
No. That is not what happened. I know her, and she wouldn't do that.
Oh, come on, Dylan.
You never knew her that well. So take it from me. All right? She had a darkness
in her, and she killed herself.
And died from carbon monoxide asphyxiation. In fact, she tried to kill both of us. It was even confirmed by the authorities.
I don't understand. Why would she do that, Norman?
I don't know why,
but I don't want to discuss it anymore, okay?
Okay, well, I do want to discuss it, okay? Because she was my mother, too. None of this makes any sense.
It was a horrible tragedy, Dylan. Tragedies
don't make sense. That is why they are so horrible.
It never should have happened, but it did. And now she's gone. What else is there to say?
What else? There is nothing. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't want to talk, period.
So, thank you for calling, but goodbye.
Norman? Norman? Hi, honey. Come and eat.
Losing my mind.
Norman, honey, come on! Norman, can you set the potatoes on the table, please? What are you doing? I made enough food for an army.
I'm making my own dinner.
That's stupid.
It's less stupid than eating pretend food.
Norman, that doesn't make any sense. Come on, you're confused. Sit down. Let me take care of you.
I'm not confused. I think for the first time in a long while, I'm actually starting to have some clarity.
Nothing like a crazy person announcing their own clarity.
Stop it, Mother. You're provoking me. You're just trying to get me to engage, and I'm not going to.
Norman. Norman, look at me. Norman, stop it. Look at me.
I don't want to.
Norman! Norman, stop it! Stop it!
It's horrible, Mother. Stop it!
Then look at me!
What? What do you want me to look at exactly? What?
Norman, what's wrong? Why are you being mean to me?
Don't act like her. I know you're not. I made you up. I made all this up. I'm not even sure Dylan just called me. I probably made that up too.
Oh, come on. No one made anyone up. Okay, we all just exist. Like orphan planets spinning around in space with no purpose. It's all real, and it's not real.
I made you up.
So is that not real?
I made you up.
That? How about that?
I made you up. I made you up. Stop it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Norman. I'm sorry, Norman. I'm here to take care of you, okay? Not hurt you. It's okay.
Why do I feel so horrible, Mother? You okay?
Sorry about the lamp. I'll pay for it.
Don't worry about the lamp. It's just a stupid lamp. So you went to his house?
You were right. I'm an idiot.
Is there any way I could help you with anything?
Don't be nice to me right now. You just gonna make me cry all over again. We'll never stop. I was gonna bring you to Katie. Checking out.
You're going home?
I can't go home. I did something before I left, something I can't undo now.
See.
All my life I played by the rules. Been a good person. Where's it gotten me?
How you feel?
At least you told me the truth. It's just such a shock. It's like, beautiful, kind man I thought he was just died tonight. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
I'm so sorry.
Makes me hate myself, but part of me doesn't even want to leave. Because I think he'll come looking for me. Explain it all, tell me he left her.
You don't want to be that person? I think you should go. Okay? You need to go right now. I saw the money. Okay? Whatever you did to get it, you just take it and you get away. Okay? You just forget this place, forget Sam, and just start over. All right? Start over and start a new life for yourself. Here.
That's exactly what I was going to do, but it's just so scary.
Yeah, well, you know what's scarier? Being trapped inside yourself and private trap, never getting what you want. You get rid of your car and phone, things they can use to follow you. Get a new car in Otter Creek, all right? Just pay for everything in cash. Here are your clothes.
I don't wanna. Just throw them out.
Okay, well, just please go. Get out of here while you can, okay?
You let her get away.
I didn't want her to get hurt.
She was trying to get you to sleep with her, you know, and I know how much you wanted her.
She was not trying to sleep with me, Mother. Stop it.
Uh-oh, she's back.
I hate him.
He reminds me of your father. Selfish, self-centered asshole.
I'm glad she got away.
Marion? Hey, babe. I'm sorry. I can't even begin to explain the hell I've been living in. Lying to you, I wanted to tell you from the first day I met you. Please, Marion, I will be here. I will wait here for you in this shitty motel room. I'm so, so sorry. Please come back. I will be here waiting for you.
Do you remember when you were little? Your dad would get so scary, and you and I would hide.
Stop talking like you're her. We both know you're not.
Okay, you are a big boy now. Let's talk on an even level, okay? One adult to another. Your mother suffered.
You kept me from feeling things, didn't you? Feeling bad things?
Yes. That's why you created me. When you were little, and you were so scared, and your dad got violent, and your mom was so scared, over and over, and you were so afraid that you sent me out to handle things for you. Things that you couldn't stand to feel because they were so painful and so scary, and you were so little.
So you've always been there with me to keep me safe.
Yes. We are two parts of the same person. Both are very real. But there's one thing you don't know. The pain that I keep you from feeling, you need to feel it. Like Adam wanting all the knowledge and eating the apple in the Garden of Eden. You get the truth, but you also see the pain. We are partners now, Norman. You have no choice. We are on even footing. Your father was a bad and scary man. You wanted to protect her from him, but you couldn't.
I didn't want to. Mother killed me that I was so small that there was nothing I could do.
But you thought about it. You thought, when I'm big enough, I'll kill her.
I did. I wanted to save her. I did. She was so sweet. She didn't deserve it.
But you couldn't save her. All you could do was watch her get abused.
I don't want to feel this.
You wanted to know the truth?
Well, I don't want to know it
anymore.
You wanted
to understand who I am?
Never mind. I'm sorry.
It's too late, Norman. It is here. There's one thing that stops you from feeling it. It's what I've always done for you. It's what you wanted to do to your father. It's what you want to do to that asshole inside that room. He's bad, Norman, like your father was. He is hurting innocent women like your mother, using them like trash. You're not too little now, Norman.
I was all right for a while. I could smile.